we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Well, good day, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to WMIE 91.5 FM here in Cocoa, Florida, proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ Monday through, well, actually, they proclaim it all throughout the week, but here on the Refresh radio program, we're here on the air Monday through Friday, 8:30 of a morning and 5 o'clock of an evening on 91.5 FM. You can hear us at 10:30 a.m. on WWBC 1510 a.m. and the associated frequencies, which you can even find on the FM dial in case you're looking forward. So that's at 10:30 of a morning. So thank you for choosing to spend the next half hour with us as we are working through these this ever-increasing relationship with the Holy Spirit that we find mentioned in the book of Galatians. So today I'm going to be taking you back through that. We're actually getting pretty close to the end of this, and then we will be moving on to another topic. But I do want to take just a moment to say thank you to the fine folks at Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. They will be a major blessing in your life if you need them to come out and take a look at your air conditioning unit. I'm not sure you're going to need that heater too much longer. But, you know, if you like your house 80-plus degrees, you might need the heater at night for a little while, too. So I don't know. But AC or heating solutions here in Central Brevard County, you can give them a call, 321-759-3284. They will treat you fairly. They will treat you as quickly as possible. And they will be a blessing in your life. Bill Andrack loves Jesus with all his heart, and so I know that he will take good care of you. So we're going to get into the Word of God. I do want to invite you out this week if you are available to join us for a service. Now, the program that I am going to be sharing on Monday is very important. It is the verse that actually led me into this study. Through the years, it's been interesting to note how God, as I was studying the scriptures, I would see one verse, and then that would take me into this entire vein of spiritual truth that has just been life transforming. There are a lot of sermons that I preach that I need notes from, but there are others that are ingrained on my spirit to such a great extent that, you know, I could go back and preach messages from, you know, 20 years ago that God has instilled on my heart, and I wouldn't even need a note supplementation there, because God has inscribed those notes on my heart and on my spirit. So, if you're available to come to service this Sunday, I will be preaching. Now, we will be having Sunday morning and Sunday night. This last Sunday night, we did not have service. It was kind of a late-minute adjustment because so many of the men had gone above and beyond the call of duty with a project that we had going on at the church, as well as another project that came up that we were able to be a blessing to one of the ladies in the church. She was moving, relocating closer to the church, and it was quite the assignment, and so the men rallied around. We helped accomplish that in pretty quick order, but then there were all sorts of other things that were going on as well. We had a lady in our church who had had surgery, and people from our church were taking meals to her throughout the week, and so I said, you know what, the Sabbath is supposed to be a day of rest, and so we canceled Sunday night service last week. That was a blip on the radar screen. We normally cancel on fifth Sunday nights as well as holiday weekend nights, and so we had one there, and I said we are going to make sure that our people get to pour back into their families the time that they took away from their families to help out in the ministry. And I want to make sure that they're in a good frame of mind for the work week as that goes along. So Sunday morning at 10:30, Sunday night at 6:30, on March 11th, we will be having our annual business meeting. We also have another baptismal service. We had baptism last week. We had more baptisms coming up on March 11th. Looking forward to that. On March 24th, we've got a car wash and that our youth ministry is going to be doing at the church. We've got some water slides and things like that. We're going to have a fun afternoon that for all of the young people that afternoon. And then Easter Sunday is April 1st. I also want to say this about March 11th, a little over a week from now. That's daylight savings time. And that's my least favorite day of the year because that's the day that I lose an hour of sleep that I don't want to lose. So make sure you put that on the calendar. You don't want to be late to church. So those are some of the things that we've got coming up. Looking forward to what God is going to be doing in the days ahead. And we got a great report to share with our membership on March the 11th. And we've got a lot of exciting things that are going on, building improvements and upgrades, repairs that need to be made. And it's just really exciting to see what God is doing. And the greatest excitement for me is to see people who are growing in their walk with the Lord. That is what's really exciting to me. And so with that being said, let's go back to Galatians chapter 5. I'm only going to read one verse this morning, and it says this: If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Now, on yesterday's program, I was describing to you how that as I was preparing for that broadcast, the word that was being emphasized to me was the live in the Spirit. It's a lifestyle. It's a vibrant lifestyle. It's abundant life. It is teeming with life. T-E-E-M-I-N-G. It is life everywhere around you. Don't just settle for an existence when God has called you to an abundant life that he wants to work in you to such an extent that out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water, that everywhere you go that people are going to say, wow, that is a really, really life. In fact, what we want Merit Assembly of God to be is a life-giving church. You'll find that in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We don't want to just settle for being a living being. We want to be life-giving. So that's where we're going to, or that's where we were yesterday. Today, as I was looking at this text, and like I say, I'm getting set up for the rest of verse number 25, which is so very, very important. Today was the emphasis was on that word if. If, that means that it is not something that is just automatically going to happen. The word if has been described as the biggest two-letter word in the English language. It means that it's possible that you could be doing that. It's also possible that you could not be doing that. Many times that's a decision. So let me remind you of some of the things that we have talked about. We have talked about in Galatians chapter 3, verse number 2, that we receive the Holy Spirit by the hearing of faith. We should start there. We begin our life as a born-again believer. We begin that in the Spirit. Chapter 3, verse 5 says that God supplies the Spirit, he does that by the hearing of faith. So it's very important what you are listening to. Verse number 14, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So faith is a very vital element to this progressive lifestyle that we have, where we not only begin with an abundant supply of the Spirit. But it goes on and it says in chapter 4, verse number 6, that because you are sons, God sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. You are an heir of God through Christ and along with Christ. And the way that you know that is the Spirit of God works down deep inside of you to where you have a yearning for your Heavenly Father. Don't just have a desire for the things of God. God wants you to have a desire for Him. For He has an intense longing for you. We as believers, we tend to be looking forward to going to heaven. The Father and the Son are looking forward to beginning that eternal life together with us right now. They want to come and make their home inside of us. In chapter 5, verse number 5, we read that through the Spirit we eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. So as we are beginning this this walk with the Spirit, this progressing relationship with the Spirit, we see that that we're patient, but we're also excited about it. It's kind of like a person who's eagerly awaiting their wedding day, their graduation, the new job that they have, the new life that they've got. Verse number 16, we walk in the Spirit. It's a lifestyle. We walk together in agreement. We do that with a purpose so that we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And we've talked about the flesh and the Spirit war against one another. They don't have anything in common. Verse number 18, we go from walking with to being led by the Spirit. We've talked about the fruit of the Spirit. And now it's telling us if we live in the Spirit. So today I want to talk to you about this word if. And that is, a lot of times believers will get stuck at a level, at a plateau, and they don't realize that they're stuck, or they get comfortable where they're stuck, and God doesn't want us to be stuck. And so when it says if we live in the Spirit, that means that there are some people there, they're going to be content producing the fruit of the Spirit. They're going to be content having an encounter with the Holy Spirit. And I'm telling you that if you live your life by encounters, you are going to be frustrated whenever there's not an encounter. There are a lot of people who are chasing all over the place looking for the next encounter when God is really speaking into their life and saying, would you just let my Holy Spirit live inside of you, and would you live in the Spirit? That doesn't mean that we're not going to be of any earthly value. In fact, I believe that as our spirit takes higher priority in our life, we are going to find that we are of greater value to those around us than we are to those around us without the Holy Spirit. So last week I was talking to some people, and they literally made this statement. Now, for them it was a physical sense, it wasn't a spiritual sense, but they said, We were going to do something, and in the process, we got stuck. And I mean, they were stuck. They were in a four-wheel drive vehicle, and so they did not figure that getting stuck was going to be something that could happen very easily, but it did. And you know what happens a lot of times? It was a very wet day. There had been lots and lots of rain, this place is used to soaking in the rain. It had been dry for quite a while, so they didn't figure that the rain had permeated down as deep as it had. But needless to say, they got stuck, and the more they tried to get unstuck, the deeper that they went, and they finally realized, we need some help to get unstuck. And so they called a wrecker. Well, they were so far away from the road that the wrecker couldn't get them. And so they called another wrecker. A person came by with another four-wheel drive vehicle, and he thought that he could get them unstuck, but they couldn't. Until a neighbor happened to be contacted, who was very familiar with that piece of land. And he this out in the country, you don't do this in Merritt Island here very, very often. And so he brought this very large tractor that had farmed this particular piece of land over and over and over again. He knew how to travel across that land, and he got that vehicle unstuck. I want to ask you today, if you were to look at your spiritual life over the past month, 6 months, year, 5 years, 10 years, would it be very easy for you to identify a point of growth, an area of revelation, a ministry that God had birthed in your heart and you stepped up to do? Or have you just found a nice, comfortable spot? And you know what? You're stuck. The other night I was looking for some paperwork, and I needed to find it. And I asked for some help because it was going to involve getting down basically on the floor to be able to find this particular folder that I was looking for. Wasn't exactly sure where I was going to find it. And so there was going to be, could have possibly been some lengthy time there. And I was like, I'm going to need some help because I don't want to get stuck down there and not be able to get back up. You see, today I want to sow into your life this reality, and that is, getting stuck spiritually should be an unacceptable condition for any person, for any church. We need to constantly be pressing toward the prize. Don't get stuck. There's nothing wrong with taking some time and resting. Listen, if you've had a spiritual victory, there needs to be some time that is taken to celebrate that victory. If you don't, you are missing it. It's very important to be able to celebrate. The Bible describes that one of the reasons that the children of Israel went into captivity was because they had, during their time in the Promised Land, they had never given the land its Sabbath rest. And rest is something that it's absolutely imperative to your body and to my body. We've got to have it. It's absolutely essential. But I'm of this personality that when I'm working, I'm going to keep on working. But when I'm resting, I intend on resting. And, you know, that there's that law that says a body at rest tends to stay at rest. Well, I want you to understand that that is the recipe for getting stuck. Nothing wrong with resting, but continuing to just stay in that same condition that you've always been. So that's just unacceptable. God has something better for you than that. And so as you look at these things that we've talked about, you can go back and listen to the first part of the program on demand. You can catch it at 10:30 or you can catch it at 5 o'clock. Listen to it and say, God, I don't want to get stuck. What needs to take place in my life so that I am constantly moving forward. But that word if means that there's a huge portion of that progress that has to be taken because we are determined to do it, we desire to do it, and we are not going to settle for anything less. And here's the thing. Many times, the older we get, the more excuses we can make for not progressing. I don't remember a lot of the stories, the sermon illustrations. I don't remember many sermons that I've heard. I've heard thousands and thousands of thousands of sermons. I remember when I was in Bible college, the president of the college, his wife, telling how she would go over to the retirement home and she would visit with one of the former general superintendents, the highest elected official in the Assemblies of God. He had written three of the textbooks that I had in Bible college. And there he was in his 90s, and when she would walk into his room, there on his bed, he would have his yellow legal pad, his open Bible, and he would have a pen, and he would be taking notes. He was still pressing on, even though he was in his 90s at that point in time. I love it when people say, I'm not getting stuck. I saw a commercial. I couldn't tell you what the commercial was for. All I can tell you is that it involved an old man who was running. And as he would run, he would turn around and he would go back the direction and you would think he was lost or something like that. But what he was actually doing was using some sort of device that was tracking the run that he had made. And he was using that run to map out ways of communicating to his wife of several decades that he still loved her. The one I remember, he handed her like three maps. The only one I remember was the one that said, I love you. And he handed it to her and he turned around and he walked away. And it's like, but you got to look at that and say, wow, that's pretty amazing. That guy's not stuck technologically. He's not even stuck romantically. I will say this: too many times we have the right mindset in the wrong application. There are too many people who are stuck to things. They are attached to things, and things are always going to grow old and they are going to deteriorate and they're going to wear out. So whether it's a possession or whether it's a painful experience in the past, there are too many people who get stuck and attached and adhered to those things, those possessions, and those were never meant to be enduring. They were supposed to be a blessing, and then they were, you know, thank God for the nice things if you've got them. But don't lose the sight of the real treasure in your life, and that is the people. The purpose that God has for you. Don't die without fulfilling the purpose that God has for you in this life. So where people are attached to things, our society now is devolving to where people are dispensable. So we are attached to things and we're detached from people. So social networking causes you to see what is going on as an observer in many people's lives. Yes, it allows you to wish happy birthday to people that you didn't remember that it was their birthday. Yes, it allows you to find out about people who need prayer and people who are having milestones in their life. But how many of those people are you really, really that close to? And in the meantime, there are people around you because you have been strategically positioned by God. I'm not going to belabor that point right now. We'll talk about that next week. But there are people in your life that the devil says, just just forget about them. Just forget about them. And that's really not what God wants you to see. I truly believe that God really does hate division in the body of Christ. I really believe that. I don't believe he likes division in a home. I know that Satan loves division because a house divided against itself cannot stand. And so whether it's a house, whether it's a company, whether it's a church, whether it's a country, whether it's a world, any place that division sets in, it's destined to fall. It's not going to stand the way that God wanted it to. And so I'll just tell you one story, and that was a situation where I entered a meeting one night, and I was pretty determined that I was going to fire this person. This goes a long ways back, and that person had come into the meeting, and they were very determined that they were going to resign. And so we both were united with the purpose that there was going to be a parting of the ways. Except for in that meeting, God spoke to us about how much he hated division. And so we set out to be a blessing to one another instead of a hindrance or a thorn to the other. And you know what? God did an amazing thing that night. Instead of a parting of the ways, there was actually a unity that came into that meeting that impacted us personally, impacted homes, impacted the church. And a little while later, God opened a door of blessing for that person, and we were able to send them forth with blessing. What am I saying? I'm saying today, don't get stuck to things or experiences and detach from people. If you're going to be stuck on anything, be adhered to the people in your life. Don't allow anything that the devil brings your way to separate you from those people that God has placed in your life by divine appointment. Now, you get to decide. What are you going to do? Is this going to be a season of growth in your life? I happen to really like springtime because things are growing, they're beautiful, and they're vibrant. I happen to really like that, and besides that, the temperature is cool. You get to decide, is this going to be a spring in your life, or are you going to be stuck spiritually? I pray that this week you will live in the Spirit. We'll see you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Be mad for my king. Nothing, Lord, is hindering the passion in my soul.